Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition. We've already had Al Franken, and we've got Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire, joining us at about 4:30 Central Time, going inside the numbers on the newest Wisconsin polling, and it is a horse race in the U.S. senatorial right now in the Democratic primary. Just 3 points, apparently, according to this polling, separate Mandela Barnes and Alex Lassery. We've got approval ratings on everyone from Tony Evers to Rojo. We'll talk about that. And the big lie effectively being polled by Charles Franklin, and confidence in the Gableman, whatever you call what he's doing. Well, that was polled as well. So we'll get to the polling numbers about 4:30. I've got a little taste of some polling, though. Different polling. Morning Consult Politico. And they polled out, my understanding is, you know, questions. What would be disqualifying actions for a candidate? You know, if they did this, that'd be a step too far. Or at least it would be a major problem in your support for that candidate. And they polled Dems and Independents and Republicans. So let's go through just 4 or 5 questions. What if your candidate was accused of sexual misconduct? Is it a major problem? Well, let's not forget the former president of the United States talking about Donald Trump had a few, you know, 20 or so credible accusations against him. And there was an Access Hollywood tape. You know, he just grabbed him by the because he's a big star and they just let him do it. He'd tic-tac up and he'd just kiss him or grab him or grope him or whatever. So clearly that's not a problem for some. But here is what the polling says. Again, political Morning Consult polling. Amongst Democrats, 83% say yes, that's kind of a big deal, a sexual misconduct allegation. Amongst Independents, 77%. Amongst Republicans, nearly a supermajority, 66%, say they'd have a problem with that. When it came to allegations of domestic violence against a candidate, Democrats, 81% said, yeah, that's a problem. 74% of Independents and 67% of Republicans. So no shockers there. But here's where it gets a little shocking. Or at least, you know, telling if nothing else. What if your candidate is accused of making racist remarks? Is that a big problem? If your candidate's just a little racist, drops a couple of N-bombs, is that a problem for you? Amongst Democrats, 80% said, yeah, that's kind of a problem. That's a major problem. Amongst Independents, 59% also take issue with racist remarks. Amongst Republicans, barely gets a 38% of Republicans take issue with racist remarks made by a candidate that they would support. Probably wouldn't even hurt them much. How about homophobia? If it were homophobic remarks, we're down to 25% of Republicans that would react, would even think that that's a big deal. 25% amongst Democrats, it's like 71. Independents, about 50%. How about anti-Semitic behavior? 47% of Republicans have an issue with anti-Semitism. Be a big deal for them. The other 53% of the party, no big deal. Amongst Democrats, it's over 70% that perceive that as a major deal. So we got a little fascistic difference in the parties. You know what I'm saying? There's clearly a contrast here. And I find it very troubling. And back to Big Lie Becky Clayfish. Now, it was just yesterday, day before, I labeled Michael Big Lie Gableman. This big lie, this telling of the big lie. Well, you know, if we talk about what's the worst you could say about your candidate, sexual abuser, domestic violence, hell, a racist, homophobic. Well, among some of those categories, Republicans barely yawn. Got no big issue with that. And you look at the greater tone of the Republican Party right now, right here in the state of Wisconsin, we have this playing out in real time. You got a new entree into the race, this Tim Michaels guy, right? Businessman, kind of Trumpy-like in that regard. Self-funder, although I'm not quite clear that Trump ever self-funded. He made a lot of big claims, at least. But this guy's apparently got millions of dollars, and he could shake up the Republican gubernatorial race. And suddenly, Rebecca Clayfish, as I'm now calling her, Big Lie Becky, she got scared. Clayfish is scared. She's been out there. She thought she'd be the only option. And she wasn't really worried about the Tim Ram Jams. And so far, you know, she's holding her big lead against Kevin Nicholson. But this Michaels, this could be a game changer. Michaels has a solid claim to make as a Republican nominee. And this will be a sprint. She's been at it for years. Michaels can make up all that ground with just millions of dollars spent. Just ask Alex Lazary, right? So this will be getting interesting. But the fact that Rebecca Clayfish is now fully embracive of the rigged election in the state of Wisconsin. And she knows better. They all do. Robin Voss knows better. Rebecca Clayfish knows better. I'm less clear that Rantham knows or believes better. Or perhaps even Gableman. God only knows what motivates that man at this late hour. But the candidate, Rebecca Clayfish, knows better. And hell, I suspect this Michaels knows a little bit better. Here is a little bit more from the article at the Journal Sentinel. We'll wrap this up. Clayfish said candidates who don't address the 2020 election should be disqualified in voters' minds. And she was referring to her new Republican opponent, Tim Michaels, a wealthy construction executive from Waukesha County. Michaels held a rally Monday to launch his campaign. Didn't exactly have a smooth rollout. I think Tommy Thompson made his campaign announcement for him. But anyways, had a little rally, gave a little 9-minute speech, and didn't talk about the rigged last election. How dare he leave that out of his launch video? But Michaels said in an interview earlier Monday that he has questions about the 2020 election. Well, of course he does. He's running as a Republican. That's the only way to do it. If you don't bring the fringe into the big tent, small tent, medium-sized tent of the Republican Party, well, you got no chance of winning. And if you look at the engagement level of those that feel like, well, we voted for Trump and we got screwed, it was rigged, to ignore the engagement levels of this massive part of the Republican base, well, it'd be disastrous. And that's why we see people like, you know, Big Lie Becky taking this tact. And to some small end, I mean, I think Ron Johnson is so enamored with the vote totals of Donald Trump back in 16. Ron Johnson said, you know what? I got to go full crazy. I think part of this is an act. I don't think Ron Johnson is a substantially different person than he was back when I used to describe him as country club cordial. You know, if you met him at the grocery store, you wouldn't punch him, probably. You'd think, oh, nice enough guy. He'd probably let you cross, hold the door for you. He's country club cordial, or at least he used to be. But now he sees a solitary path to victory, and that is the encompassing, the incorporation of the big lie, of the fringe, of the engaged Republican base. Because if you can't win them over, you can't win. And you can't win in the Republican Party, apparently, by telling the truth. The truth won't set you free. The truth will cost you the primary. Then you never get a shot at Tony Evers. Again, a quote from this new entree, Tim Michaels. A lot of people have questions about the last election. So do I. He said on a Righty Whitey interview on WISN, If we don't have fair, transparent elections, our whole system is going to come apart. Except that's not a problem. We did have fair, transparent elections. You just don't like the outcome. And we're going to get to some polling. Charles Franklin, again, has got brand new, hot off the presses polling from the state of Wisconsin. They polled Gableman. They polled the big lie. And they also polled Republican confidence in the April spring elections, 2022 elections. Well, Trump wasn't on the ballot. Are they going to have big qualms about the confidence of locally administered elections here in the state of Wisconsin? Might surprise you what the outcome of this new poll is. You're going to have to stick around for that. Here's a quote from Governor Tony Evers' campaign. Kayla Anderson, a campaign spokeswoman for Evers, said Clayfish's comments are injecting more chaos and division into Wisconsin elections. We don't need to waste more time and taxpayer money on this politically motivated exercise. Governor Evers plans to continue doing the right thing and fighting to ensure every eligible voter is able to participate in safe, fair, and secure elections. Now, a spokesman for Clayfish did not immediately answer questions from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we do know, and we reported this here, that Trump successfully pressured the capitulator-in-chief, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, this week into keeping open the taxpayer-funded review of the 2020 election overseen by former Supreme Court Justice Michael Big Lie Gableman. So the handyman, Robin Voss, is a full capitulator to the former president. Rebecca Clayfish comes out here on Wednesday, you know, with the entry of a new candidate into the gubernatorial pool, and she's scared. Becky is scared. She's running scared, and she's running towards the big lie in the rigged elections because she knows she needs the rest of the base. She's got to be more MAGA than Rantham, perhaps. But this all makes me quite amused because it will make Rebecca Clayfish nearly unelectable in a general election. I think it makes all of them unelectable. Anyone that's still questioning the outcome of the 2020 election, I mean, would you hire that person to work for you? Even conservatives, really, if you can't be convinced by evidence and numbers and math and audits, and Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty reports and Legislative Audit Bureau reports, what the hell does it take to convince you of something? You know, like facts, not fiction. Come back, trying to tell the truth since like 10 years ago. What's that, 2012? More Devil's Advocates on the other side.